Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Would you know the signs of a stroke if it was happening to you? Would you know the signs of a stroke if it was happening to a loved one? And what do you do in either situation, whether it's happening to you or happening to a loved one? My guest is Dr. John Higgins. He's a sports cardiologist at the UT Health Science Center at Houston and a member of the American College of Sports Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Higgins.
Welcome,
Allie. Stroke. You are a cardiologist, and you want us to know exactly what to do when we to recognize the signs of a stroke. Let's please start with, because I always hear this is what you want to recognize in someone else, and we'll get to that. But I want to know what you do if you recognize it in yourself and you're home alone. What do you do? How do you know you're having this stroke is starting? Is there anything you can do if it's you and you're home alone?
That's a great question, Melanie. And as you mentioned, you know, this is a common thing that happens. About 800,000 people in the U.S. each year have a stroke, about one every 4 minutes. So it's going to happen, you know, to probably to someone you know or yourself. So, you know, what you will probably notice, first of all, if you're having a stroke, the commonest thing people notice are, first of all, their speech is kind of garbled. So they'll be kind of talking like if they're trying to say the sky is blue, you know, they'll sort of say the sky blue, and they'll have this really kind of debilitated speech, almost like they're very drunk. And also they will normally notice that part of their body, one side of their body, is not working, and they describe it as a really like a very heavy feeling, like their arm or their leg has all of a sudden become very heavy and they can't move it. And so this is a, you know, this is an emergency. And certainly, if you can, we would recommend call 911. Now, if you call 911 and you are speaking like that, as 911 is going to know something is wrong. And most places in the country now actually have the ability to locate you based on your telephone number, exactly, you know, your house and everything like that. So they have GPS linking now to most 911 centers, and they will send someone out to your house immediately. That's the worst case scenario. I mean, the better case scenario is that you can still actually, you know, give them the story, tell them what happened, and they will get someone to you immediately. There's not really much else you can do until medical help gets there, other than just you don't want to hurt yourself for example, try to walk and then fall and break a hip as well. So I would recommend just, you know, lay down or lay near the door, you know, and leave it unlocked for the EMS and wait for them to come. Turn on your side, you know, just in case you've lost control of your airway or your swallowing. Sometimes strokes can affect that. Don't have anything to eat or drink again, because there is a possibility that you might regurgitate that, and that could be problematic. So just try to stay calm. And of course, you know, just wait. They get 911 there. They'll get you to the hospital, and then we'll start working on things.
Do you know someone who's ever had to call 911 for their own stroke?
Yes. I had one patient once that reported they had called 911. They were still able to speak, and they had to use their other arm. So they're a right-hander. They had to use their left hand, you know, to use the phone because the right hand wasn't working. But they were able to call 911. And
just say stroke or give their address or
exactly.
Do something, and then 911 will take it from there, because the most important thing is to act fast. And before we talk about what you're recognizing in someone else, ACT FAST is an acronym for what you really need to do. So why don't you tell us what that is, Dr. Higgins?
Sure. Well, the American Heart Association have come up with this nice way of thinking about stroke, and the word is FAST. So the F stands for face drooping. So if you imagine, you know, someone, you know, doing a big smirk on their face, you know, or kind of with part of the lip going down and part going up, this is what we call a facial droop. Oftentimes the person also has some numbness in their face, and they'll be drooling saliva, because when they can't close their mouth properly, the saliva will come out. And we We'll often just ask someone, you know, to smile, and when they smile, we'll see that one side of the face is drooped. The A is for arm weakness, and as I mentioned before, oftentimes they may not say it is necessarily a weakness. Most people will say their arm feels really heavy. It's a similar sensation, I believe, to if you've ever slept on one arm to the left or the right and during the night, and you'll kind of wake, something will wake you up, and your arm is just feels that dead, and you kind of have to shake it out. This is what the sort of weakness we're talking about with the arm weakness. The S is for speech difficulty, and so generally people will have slurred speech. In fact, I've even had patients who've told me that, you know, when they've called for friends, for help, the friend hung up on them because they thought they were drunk, you know, and they were, you know, making a drunk call. So it's important, you know, if you've got elderly people, don't assume, you know, this assume the worst, and speech difficulty is stroke until proven otherwise. And then the T is finally time to call 911. Any of those symptoms, they don't have to have all three, even just one of those symptoms, call 911. So face, arm, speech, time to call 911.
And time, because the time is one of the hugest factors, correct, in stroke, in limiting the amount of disability that you might have afterwards, in the doctor's ability to help you. And isn't it true, Dr. Higgins, that when the ambulance arrives, and you should call 911 for that reason, because you save time, because they are, you know, experienced in treating stroke right from when they start to see you?
Yes, no, you're exactly right about that, Melanie. The critical element with stroke, and I tell people that stroke, think of stroke as being kind of like a heart attack in the brain. So, you know, with a heart attack, we know that the artery gets blocked in the heart and then part of the heart stops working. Well, it's just like that with a stroke. One of the arteries in the brain gets blocked and part of that brain stops working. For example, the part that is controlling your ability to smile or your arm or your leg. And so what we need to do is we need to get that artery open as soon as possible. Now, the ambulance guys, they will get you to the nearest hospital as soon as possible. And, of course, you know, whether the traffic's bad or not, you know, they will get through. So definitely don't try yourself. I mean, that's dangerous. Get there with the ambulance. And then as soon as we get you to the hospital, normally what we will do is we will do a CAT scan of the head. And the reason we do the CAT scan is that while most of the patients have what we call ischemic strokes, you know, where there's a narrowing, a blockage, and a clot blocking off the artery of the brain, kind of just like the heart, a small percentage of patients will have what we call a hemorrhagic stroke. And actually what happens in that is the blood leaks out because the artery kind of ruptures. It might be because of very high blood pressure or some other reason. And that is a bleed going on in the brain. And so we do the CAT scan, and we find out which we're dealing with. If it's the ischemic stroke with the blood clot, they're the folks. We need to get them the clot buster drug, those thrombolytic drugs which we give in through the vein. It's like a super blood thinner within 4.5 hours. So if this happens, you know, we got to get this going very quick. And that's why it's important to any of the face, arm, speech, get 911 there. And then let's get you to the hospital and open this clot up, because the sooner we can open up that blood clot in the brain and restore the blood flow to that area of the brain, the less damage, the faster your recovery, the less severe the stroke, and you will do. Some of these folks do amazingly well in their rehabilitation.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. John Higgins. The acronym is ACT FAST: face, arms, speech, and time. You ask the person to smile, raise both arms, ask them to repeat a simple sentence. Are their words slurred? And if any of these are present, you call 911. Don't try and drive the person to the hospital, because time saved is maybe life saved from a stroke. So recognize the signs of a stroke. Learn to recognize those signs. Act fast. And hopefully we will all be well. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. The show is Train Your Body. Motivate and perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. And thanks for listening. Stay well.